taking you nowhere.
I will have Matt Rothschild at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock hour. So once again, we'll have more content instead of all this pizza box mic going off stuff. This is cool. Dane County Board and the Pledge of Allegiance. Supervisor, let's ditch divisive oath. Yeah, she's awesome. Heidi Wegleitner. She was a huge part of that rally when Bernie came to Madison. She was on the stage. She's just an awesome human being, right? Dane County Supervisor is pushing to remove the Pledge of Allegiance from the county board's agenda, arguing it's an inappropriate opening to public meetings that not all surrounding governments use. Superintendent Heidi Wegleitner, 2nd District, has introduced the removal of a pre-meeting pledge as well as the word prayer from the board's rules, which are undergoing a biannual redraft. The board's executive committee is set to consider Wegleitner's proposals at a meeting on Thursday, although the final say would rest with newly elected supervisors after the April 5th election. I got a feeling they're going to ditch it, which is great. Because, you know, we get these calls about, and we hear, you know, Ron Johnson, that, you know, they took over, the radical left took over education in the 60s and indoctrinated our children. Well, we didn't just get indoctrinated. We got vaccinated back then, clown. I'm sure you did too, Cottonmouth Johnson. But this is indoctrinating, using pledges of allegiance and prayer outside of the church. And as far as, really? A bunch of phonies standing up there, a bunch of corrupt people pledging allegiance to America. Can you see Scott Fitzgerald up in the Congress pledging allegiance to us all? Shoot, man. Come on. You guys are, you put more into a piece of cloth and a bunch of words that were written by racist men that established this country. Yeah, critical race theory, blah, blah, blah. How about American history? Revisited and revised for the truth. It just doesn't feel like it's appropriate for us to be doing when in a pluralistic society we want to be inclusive and representative, Wegleitner said in an interview. She's absolutely right. At the end of the day, I think it's divisive. She looked into which local governmental bodies recite the pledge at the start of meetings, though she expected smaller, more conservative parts of the county to stand and recite the pledge. There isn't any consistency to what governments have the item on their agendas. Municipalities that don't have the pledge on their agendas include Madison and Wanakee, she said. Other municipalities such as Fitchburg, Sun Prairie, and Verona do include it, according to those cities' agendas. Well, I'm guessing those people probably vote more Republican in there. What is it about Republicans think you guys are this, like, moral majority? I wish some of you would call and answer questions, like when you call in and you like to shift the conversation and get into this Democrat. Yeah, okay, you know. Whatever it is in your mouth, spit it out first. But you don't seem to understand. You can't answer these questions that all of us have witnessed and seen in broad daylight. Going back to Trump doing the crap he did with COVID, sitting down with another loser, Bob Woodward. Oh, I know the truth about this, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and write a book, and then we'll have this interview come out where Trump's sitting there just, oh, my God, this stuff's bad. It's like 10 times worse than the flu. And then they found out that, wow, it's killing poor people and mostly brown people right now. Let's just ditch it. It's okay. Seriously, don't any of you see that? You didn't catch that at the beginning? Why would they allow a killer virus loose like that? Because they thought it was killing people they don't care about. People they don't like. I've watched Republicans legislate away from people in need for 4 decades now. And you're the ones that call yourself the moral majority, the Christians. Right? A Christ-like, that means. You guys are demon-like, right? You haven't figured it out yet. I mean, I guess you read your Bibles, you go and you listen to these pastors that get to live free off your donations, tax-free, live in the house next to it. Some of them get caught doing some weird stuff, right? Move them to a different district. Well, we know they had that problem in the Catholic Church, and they still deny it and still cover it up. And it's still, look, the world's a bad place, man. It's up to people to change it. You want to, you know, just think it away, right? Pray it away. Everything about you're against everything. You're against diversity to the core. Just make it white, right, Blaska? Jeez, man. I'm just wondering, when are some of these guys, you know, is there no God? You know, just when I think there's a God, people that should have died from COVID survived. I mean, not that I was hoping them to, but I mean, they deserved it. You know, they preached against getting vaccinated and then they get sick themselves and almost die, but they get the special cocktail, you know, that anybody on the street couldn't get. Trump was almost gone too. My oxygen level was down to like 91%, and it was awful. Okay, and they were really concerned about that. This is nothing to do with COVID. This is all cancer related, right? And they were really concerned. You needed to get in here sooner. Next time, don't let this happen, you know. And Trump was in the 80s. Man, that must be some magical stuff they have, that mononuclear stuff, ready for the people that are privileged, right? Ready for those old white guys that destroyed so many cultures and stole everything that they have. These billionaires. You can't work hard enough to become a billionaire in this world. You can only steal. Oh, but yeah, you know, the guy gives a few million here and a few million there. A couple nickels out of their pocket. Meanwhile, as the world is being, the planet's being ravaged by human behavior. And it's not like doomsday yet, but it's going to be for somebody in the future, right? Everybody, that you can go through time, everybody's always worried, you know, a century goes by, and oh, this must be near the end, huh? Well, this is a lot different than all the centuries ago when they didn't have all this pollution and everything else going on, guns, and it's just a violent place. I fear for my grandchildren, my son, and his family, and everybody else's. Every day there's some horrible stuff going on, huh? Did you see the one with the cop that kneeled on a 12-year-old girl's neck? Somebody said to me, well, you know, that 5-year-old was hitting the teacher. And I'm like, come on, man. This guy was like a former cop security guy. This is the guy that David Blaska wants in to kneel on your kid's, your 12-year-old's neck because they got in a tussle with somebody. That family's going to have that guy charged. They're going to sue. I mean, I hope that girl, it was a girl, a 12-year-old girl. I'm just guessing. Do we know what color that girl was? And what color was the officer? David Blaska, running for school board. We'll be back with the second half of this hour.